You're listening to SBS News.
Filmmaker James Ricketson has landed back on Australian soil after receiving a royal pardon following 15 months in a Cambodian prison on a controversial charge and conviction for espionage. The 69-year-old received the pardon from Cambodia's king after Prime Minister Hun Sen made the request. Accompanied by his daughter and nephew, Mr. Ricketson fronted the media upon his arrival at the airport in Sydney. Appearing exhausted, the Australian documentary maker has told the media the ordeal has not changed his love for Cambodia.
I don't love Cambodia any less now as a result of what has happened. In fact, if anything, I love it more. And I'm looking forward to going back and doing all I can to help poor Cambodian families get houses and in any other way I can.
So you will be going back?
I'll be going back as soon as I can, but I need to recover, obviously. I need to sort of spend some time by myself and some time with my family, but yeah, I'll be going back.
Mr. Ricketson was held in notorious Prey Sar prison in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh, after being accused of spying in June last year. The espionage charge came after he had flown a drone over an opposition political rally without permission, and last month he was convicted and sentenced to 6 years in prison. Internationally, politicians and human rights activists widely criticised the arrest and trial. Now, Mr. Ricketson's supporters have expressed relief after a long campaign for his release. Australian journalist Peter Grester spent 13 months in an Egyptian prison for his work and says Mr. Ricketson will likely be in a state of confusion at the moment following his release.
I also suspect it'll be quite a shock for James because even though he might have been aware of the prospect ahead of time, it's really hard to accept that it's actually happened until you not just walk free, but until you're back on home soil.
Mr. Ricketson has always maintained his innocence, and his attorney maintains the espionage charges were never substantiated in court. Mr. Ricketson, co-founder of the Australian Directors Guild, says the Australian government could have done more to help.
Let me just say there's room for improvement, but I'll leave it at that for the time being. I really need to go home and go to bed now.
Despite widespread claims Hun Sen had him jailed as part of a clampdown on the opposition ahead of national elections last July, Mr. Ricketson went on to thank the strongman leader.
I also need to thank Prime Minister Hun Sen in Cambodia for recommending to the King that I receive a pardon for a crime that I did not commit.
The Ricketson family has been an integral part of the fight for his release since he was arrested. Son Jesse Ricketson moved to Cambodia to support his father and says he is looking forward to the next chapter in the story.
We'll be reevaluating what life even looks like. You know, it's been kind of so solely focused on helping Dad in his situation in jail and very all-consuming, basically. So now it's kind of a clean slate and a fresh start, and excited to see what the future will hold without having to be going out to that prison all the time.
James Ricketson says he was cut off from the world in the prison because he was placed in a maximum security cell.
I haven't even seen a newspaper. When I was on the plane, I managed to read a couple of magazines and to find out about a whole bunch of children who were trapped in a cave somewhere in Thailand. I don't know what's going on in the world. I've been completely cut off from the world.
The 12 boys from a Thai football team were rescued with their coach in July, a drama that captured the world's media and brought fame to the rescuers, some of them Australians. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.